Welcome to another deep dive from us here at Next Chapter News. You know, where we kind of take a closer look at some of the mysteries and cold cases that we've been covering.
And this one, it's a case that really has stuck with us.
Yeah, it really has. This is the unsolved murder of Dewishi Washington. It happened back in 2016.
October 9th, 2016.
Yeah, October 9th in Shelby, North Carolina. And this case is cold. And, you know, that's not unusual for us to cover cold cases. But there's something about this one that just, I don't know, it just feels different. Like there should be more answers than there are.
Especially because, you know, reading through the sources and what we have available, it seems like there's a pretty sizable gathering. It wasn't just a small, isolated incident. We're talking about over 100 people.
Over 100 people at a residence on Fox Hill Drive. Mm. So you can imagine the scene. You know, it's probably a typical night. You know, lots of people socializing and then gunfire.
And Dewishi Washington, a young woman only 23 years old, was found inside on the kitchen floor with a single gunshot wound.
Yeah, the kitchen, I mean, it's really kind of the heart of a home, you know, the place where people gather. And so to think of such a violent act happening in that space just really drives home the tragic nature of this whole situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have to kind of take a step back, too, and remember, you know, Dewishi was more than just a name on a case file. She was a mother to two young boys.
Yeah, she was a daughter, a granddaughter, a sister, a friend. You know, we always say this, but these cases, they're not just about the, you know, the nuts and bolts of the crime. It's about the people who are left behind, you know, dealing with the aftermath.
Dealing with the grief and trying to find answers. And that's why we're here. We're doing this deep dive to really try to understand what happened that night. How can a young woman be murdered in a house full of people, and yet almost 9 years later, we still have so few answers?
Right. Over 100 people, and yet nobody seems to know what happened, or at least nobody's talking.
That's the real mystery here. So let's start, let's kind of go back to the beginning, just kind of lay out the timeline, lay out the facts as we know them. So October 9th, 2016, that's the date. The location is 107 Fox Hill Drive in the Kingstown area of Shelby, North Carolina.
Shelby's not a huge place, you know. I mean, it's a smaller town, a little over 20,000 people or so.
Mm-hmm.
So a gathering of that size, I mean, that had to be a significant portion of the community.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and thinking about that, that sort of adds another layer to this. It's not like this happened in some big anonymous city where people can easily blend in. It's a smaller town. People know each other.
Right. People probably know each other, or at least know of each other. Mm-hmm. And yet, silence.
Right. So Dewishi's found in the kitchen with a single gunshot wound. She was rushed to the hospital, Carolina's Healthcare System Cleveland, which is now Atrium Health Cleveland.
And sadly, she didn't survive.
Right. And right from the get-go, the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office, they faced this huge challenge, this huge obstacle. The sheer number of people present.
You figure, with that many potential witnesses, somebody must have seen something.
Exactly. You would think so. But that's where this wall of silence that they kept coming up against, that's where that comes in.
This wall of silence, it's really more than just people not talking. It's like there's an active effort to keep things hidden, to protect whoever was responsible.
Yeah, and you can imagine how frustrating that must be for investigators, but also, you know, for Dewishi's family. They're left with this void, this lack of closure. And so officially, this has been an active investigation since 2016. The sheriff's office still lists this as an unsolved homicide. They've continued to appeal to the public for any information.
And I remember those early reports from the local newspaper, the Shelby Star.
Yeah.
It was all very basic details, you know, found in the kitchen, single gunshot wound, but nothing beyond that. And it's almost 9 years later, and those same basic questions are still unanswered.
Was this a targeted attack? Was Dewishi specifically the intended victim? Or was this some kind of random act that happened to occur in this crowded house? And if so, how can something like that go unnoticed in a room full of people?
And even if it was an accident, wouldn't someone have come forward out of just basic human decency just to clear things up, to say, hey, this is what I saw, this is what happened?
And that's what makes these cases so difficult, especially when you're dealing with a smaller, tighter community.
Right. Like, maybe there's this fear of retaliation, you know? Maybe people are worried about what could happen to them or their families if they speak out.
Or there could be this deeply ingrained distrust of law enforcement, you know, especially in certain communities. There's this history, this sense that talking to the police will only make things worse.
Yeah, that it's not going to bring justice. It's just going to bring more trouble.
Exactly. And of course, you know, with any ongoing investigation, they don't release all the details. So we don't know what kind of weapon was used, if there was any DNA evidence recovered, things like that.
Right. They keep that close to the vest.
Yeah.
to protect the investigation, to make sure that any future leads or tips that come in, they can be properly vetted.
Exactly. But what we do know is that there's a $2,000 reward being offered through Cleveland County Crime Stoppers for information leading to an arrest and conviction in Deja's case.
Yeah, $2,000. It's something, but it just feels so inadequate compared to the loss of a life, you know?
Yeah.
Especially for her family.
It does. And the tip line number is 704-484-4888. You can also call 704-481-8477. And the important thing with Crime Stoppers is that they guarantee anonymity. So you can call in with information and you don't have to give your name.
And maybe that's the key, you know? Maybe that's what it'll take for someone to finally come forward, to feel like they can share what they know without putting themselves at risk.
So, you know, without having all the facts, it's natural to start speculating.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Your mind goes in all these different directions trying to figure out what might have happened.
Right. So was there an argument? Maybe something escalated out of control? Or could Deja have been struck by a stray bullet?
That was something I thought about a lot. Just, you know, the chaos of a big gathering. Maybe someone fires a gun into the air and a bullet comes down, you know, in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Or was this a deliberate act? Was Deja targeted specifically? But if so, why? What was the motive? And it's interesting, the fact that she was found in the kitchen, it sort of suggests a personal connection. You know, maybe something happened there, some kind of confrontation. But then again, with so many people in the house, it could just be that that's where she happened to be when the shooting happened.
It just, it adds to the mystery, you know, that lack of a clear picture. And what makes it even more tragic is that, you know, Deja's case isn't unique in Shelby. I remember reading an article in the Shelby Star back in 2017, and at that point, they were already talking about 8 unsolved homicides in Cleveland County.
Right. And the article highlighted how this wall of silence was a recurring problem in a lot of these cases.
Which makes you wonder, you know, what is it about this community, or maybe certain segments of this community, where this code of silence is so strong that even a murder doesn't break it?
And it's not just about Shelby, right? This happens in a lot of places, especially in smaller towns or in communities where there's a deep distrust of law enforcement. You know, people have their reasons for not talking, and they can be complex reasons, but ultimately that silence, it just perpetuates the cycle of violence, and it prevents families like Deja's from getting the justice and closure they deserve.
And think about Deja's sons.
Yeah.
You know, they were so young when she was murdered, and now they're growing up without their mother, without really knowing what happened to her.
And her parents, her siblings, her grandparents, you know, all of them carrying this weight of grief and unanswered questions for almost a decade. It's heartbreaking.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the residence on Fox Hill Drive as the scene of this crime, but it's more than that. You know, it's become this symbol of a community where a young woman was murdered and nobody seems to be willing to talk about it.
It's a reminder that violence can happen anywhere. Even in seemingly quiet small towns where you might think everyone knows each other and looks out for each other. But clearly, that wasn't the case here.
No, it wasn't. And it's now March 15th, 2025, almost 9 years since Deja was murdered.
Hmm.
And this case is still open. The Cleveland County Sheriff's Office, they haven't given up, but they need help. They need someone to break this silence, to come forward with information, no matter how small or insignificant it might seem. You know, sometimes it's just that one missing piece of the puzzle that can crack the whole thing wide open.
Exactly. And while forensic science keeps advancing, there's always the hope that new technology or new techniques could help shed light on this case. But ultimately, it often comes down to human testimony. It comes down to someone having the courage to speak up and say what they know.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the unsolved murder of Deja Washington, you know, it's clear that there are still more questions than answers. A young life was tragically cut short, a family is left devastated and searching for closure, and a killer is still out there, somewhere in Cleveland County.
And this isn't just a story, right? It's not just a headline on a website. It's a real person, a life that mattered. It's a family that's still hurting. And that's what we have to remember, that there are real human beings behind these cases.
Absolutely. And the power of community, you know, it can be a force for good. It can help solve crimes and bring justice.
Right.
But when that community chooses to remain silent, it can have devastating consequences.
It can allow perpetrators to escape accountability, and it can prolong the suffering of victims' families. And we hope that by talking about this case, by keeping Deja's story alive, maybe, just maybe, someone out there who knows something will find the courage to come forward.
That's our hope, too. That this deep dive might spark something, might jog someone's memory, might make them realize that they have information that could help bring justice for Deja and her family. And if you're listening to this and you know something, please do the right thing. Contact the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office or call Crime Stoppers. You can remain anonymous. You can make a difference.
So we're leaving you with this question to think about. What are the reasons, you know, the complex reasons, that can lead to such a pervasive silence in a community? And what will it take to break that silence, to finally bring peace to Deja's family and to hold whoever is responsible accountable for her murder? We encourage you to visit our website, nextchapternews.com, for any potential updates on this case and to explore other deep dives we've done into unsolved crimes and mysteries. We'll keep digging, we'll keep searching for answers, and we hope you'll join us on that journey.
Thanks for listening.